Hi, this is Amrita Sukumar, and I'm bringing to you this podcast called Unsettling. Look around you. Everyone is trying to create their own story. Make a tiny change in someone's life by just following their passion, and in turn, inspiring the others to follow suit. This podcast brings to you stories of people who have defied the definition of settled set by the society and have created their own. They have found happiness in their version of settling.
Yours. Dance has been an integral part of our life. We learn to bob our heads to the beat even before we learn how to walk. Today's guest is a graphic designer turned jewelry designer turned professional shuffle dancer who has become the talk of the town with her shuffling moves. She is also the recipient of the Woman on Top Award 2021. I heard she's so passionate about dancing that her feet have a life of their own. I'm guessing that she's practicing her footwork under the table right now as we speak. So if you haven't guessed already, I have with me Akanksha Agarwal, more commonly known as Shuffle with Akanksha. Hey Akanksha, how are you?
Hi Amrita, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Same. Such an honor.
So, is it true that you keep practicing your moves all day long?
Oh my God, I can't even begin to explain. You know, shuffling is so difficult, and I did not even know that I was going to end up here. You know, when I started, I was just doing it for my own curiosity and a little bit of passion. I was just enjoying it, you know, like keeping myself busy during the first lockdown in March 2020. And then suddenly I started getting so much into it, only for my own interest and passion. You know, it was giving me a lot of happiness because, you know, at that time in March 2020, there was a lot of scare of COVID. You know, right now nobody's scared also. But yeah, at that time it was like, you know, the reality was different at that time. You know, people would just catch you and take you away if you had COVID. We were scared to tell anybody if we had fever. Even if we would cough, we would scare, you know, we were scared. And so, you know, if you would cough, people would look at you like that. Oh my God, you coughed. And they go back a little. Oh my God, you sneezed, you coughed. So, of course, you know, it was such a distraction for me, and a beautiful one, actually. It was keeping me physically fit also. It was keeping me happy and challenged at the same time. I was feeling very accomplished. I haven't felt that accomplishment in years that I was feeling with this. And I have never trained in dance before. So I was learning the moves step by step. One thing led to the other. And I don't know when I landed here. I have no idea. So it wasn't just the thing. It was learning to go with the Instagram algorithm. What is the algorithm? I had no clue. People are telling me, I was asking my friends for help who were in digital marketing and all. They were like, the algorithm has changed. I'm like, what is the algorithm? What do you mean by algorithm?
Right. So it's been a long journey.
It's been a crazy learning journey, actually. And very challenging. Very, very challenging.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're here, because I remember the first reel that you had posted, and I was really excited to see that because I started learning shuffling from a few videos, but it was very difficult. I mean, I don't understand how people are doing the running man and everything, but I couldn't even run in place. So I'm glad you could continue and do what you do right now.
I started there. Yeah, I was like, you know, because it looks very easy on the screen when you're watching the, you know, like, oh, they're just jumping around, they're just running, you know, and but oh my God, I catch on to dance moves very quickly. Mm-hmm. But this was something very different. This was not the same as any other dance. And of course, you know, people have always praised me for my dancing skills. I dance in parties, really.
Okay.
So yeah, I catch on. Dances fast, so that I do have that you know, capability in me. But when I started doing shuffling, oh my God, it was something else. It was another level, and it felt really, really good. It felt very accomplishing, and also because of you know, the kind of influence it was having on my body, on my health. Yeah. I was very
It is quite a joy to watch you dance, Akanksha. I will tell you that.
Thank you so much. I think because you've been following me from the first video, so you would know that, you know, earlier I was only concentrating on my moves, but now I'm totally enjoying the dance. You know?
Yes, yes.
The joy is like, it's just par something else.
It reflects, like it comes through the screen to you, so you know that you're really enjoying dancing. I remember the first time you posted, you were a little skeptical. I mean, I don't know what I'm posting, but okay. But yeah. Now it's more like, I know how to dance, so just watch me dance.
Never in my life I would put my own dancing out on social media. Never in my life. I've been a shy girl always. Uh-huh. And because I was, you know, my friends were telling me, Akanksha, you know, keep posting your workouts and everything. Even we feel like doing something every day. Otherwise, you know, we'll keep sitting, keep gaining weight. So I used to put some workout videos and then I started shuffling. So I said, let me, you know, see how it works with my friends, of course. Yeah. So from there, my account just growing like anything because it was a public account. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly it just went out of control one day. Yes, on the 7th of September, I cannot forget the date. My God, in 5 days, 50,000 followers. And my account was like flooded. Messages, like followers. I was lost. And more importantly, I was like, where are my friends in this whole flood? I lost my friends. I mean, I did not get to know because there are so many notifications that you can't keep track of the notifications. You know? Mm-hmm. And the reel was going viral like anything. And I was feeling really bad. I mean, for 1 week, I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. I lost like 3 kgs of weight. And I almost deleted it. Like I keep saying everything. Oh my but God. Nobody let me delete it. Because I was like, okay, followers are there, you know. Very nice. But what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, it's really scary. I mean, you have so many messages from people you hardly know, and then you have to respond with gusto, even though you're just trying to know them first. Otherwise, I understand. It's totally. Mostly like an energy boom, as they say.
Totally. And, you know, like posting every day because I was trying to get rid of some people who were telling me, you know, teach us online and all. And I was like, no, I'm not a can't teach, you know, so I can put tutorials on Instagram. You learn from them. Easy ones. Huh? So I'm trying to post all of them to finish off, you know, like right. I'll post all the steps and then I'll be done. Then I'll relax.
But that's not happening. Now I guess you're starting a workshop because of that, because so many people bombarded you to start.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. I was taking classes on Zoom earlier, uh-huh. But, you know, I was not able to put a team together to help me do the, you know, to manage the classes and all. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of effort for me also every time, you know, there are so many things to do just on Instagram, and my YouTube, you know, I had to start a YouTube also because of this. So I'm not even regular on my YouTube. And then now, of course, I have a team who's managing my, you know, emails on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So they have told me that I need to be on MX Takatak also. And it's like another.
Okay. It's a lot of work, that means. So, well, Akanksha, you're unsettled in the true sense. You transitioned from graphic designing to jewelry designing, yeah. And now a content creator and influencer. So how has your journey been so far, and what was your thought process, you know, when you were transitioning from these three?
I haven't really left. Of course, yes, graphic designing, I have actually, I am incorporating it in my life every day. Right. I'm not doing it at a professional level. But at the point I was doing it, say about till 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I think till 2019, mid-2019, I was doing it because I was designing these cards for kids for right. gifting cards. If I have the pictures in my phone, I'll send them to you sometime. Okay. I was really loving that work, but I was like a one-man band in that whole thing, you know, from designing, from doing all the clip art, you know, collection for every theme, then printing, cutting, pasting. I used to put these pretty ribbons on them. So, you know, from doing that, it was a lot of labor and less reward. So, and then my back started going, you know, so it was too much of a
slouching and working. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Cutting. Then suddenly I would be like, oh my God, I'm like gone. So I decided to put a stop over there. I said, okay, I'll do it for my friends and family, but I won't do it at a, you know, commercial level from here on. So that I, and of course, after that COVID happened, so nobody needs cards. Nobody's going to parties. Nobody needs gifts, you know, is giving gifts and all. So, and, but my jewelry design is still on side by side, but I don't know whether I should say thankfully or not, but the market has been so slow. Since COVID, my husband says, are you my well-wisher?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Like, business is not doing it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got time on my Instagram.
Right. Everything happens for a reason. So.
Yeah, everything. Over busy, yeah. But even if there's no graphic design or even if there's no jewelry design, the life of a mother at my age with, you know, one teenager and one pro teen is already so full. I'm living in a joint family. Also, my in-laws are, you know, every dealing with health issues. My mother-in-law is bedridden also. So it's a lot of things together, running the whole house myself, six of us, what to cook. The biggest question of our lives, you know, women, married women. What to make for whom? You know, in a joint family, everybody has different choices.
Yes.
Elders are finicky. Kids are also finicky. But what to do?
Yeah, I know.
That's life.
I know, I know. Food, like the moment you finish breakfast, you have to think, oh, abhi lunch ke liye kya bana hai? When the moment you finish lunch, dinner ke liye kya bana hai? That is the only thing you're thinking.
Everything happens with planning, you know, and I've put a planner on refrigerator, otherwise I wouldn't have managed anything like this. So one before I decide, okay, breakfast and lunch at least I decide, and then on the basis of lunch I decide what is to be done for dinner. And there are some a few weeks which are literally like I get no time whatsoever. Actually, if everybody would tell me what they want to eat, it would be easier. But you know, like my father-in-law eats different food, my mother-in-law is having solids, you know, because she can't eat, so she has to be fed solids. So her food is different, his food is different, and then I'm like thinking, okay, what do we eat? I'm calling from outside.
Yeah, it's a task. I was going to ask this question actually. That was one of the questions in the list. How do you manage your time? Because I know you're doing so many things at once. How are you managing your time?
I have no idea. That's why I keep screaming at Instagram all the time. Please, at least, you know, if you don't want to be lenient on anybody else, be lenient with me.
Main do bachcho ki maa hu Instagram. Kya kar rahe ho aap mere saath? Main do bachcho ki maa.
I'll make a reel on that.
Please do. Do bachcho ki maa. Chalega mere Karan Arjun aayenge koi to aao please. Thanks.
But yes, this is seriously something that every day I have house help, but then, you know, the responsibility and the remembering power is all, you know, on me. Execution power is on me. I cook. I'm the one who's cooking also. So, you know, these girls, I mean, they will be like, after every morning, she'll tell me, ye khatam ho gaya. Then afternoon, she'll tell me, ye khatam ho gaya. So I'm like, listen, I do so much planning that you better at least plan out, you know, what is finished and tell me in one go. Tell me after I've called for the stuff that this is also over. This is also over.
Right.
I keep looking at myself, but you know, something or the other gets left out here and there. Little. Adrak khatam ho gayi, lasan khatam ho gaya, tamatar khatam ho gaya. I'm like, thankfully we have a store downstairs. So, you know, I need someone to get it. But sometimes nobody's ready.
So basically it never goes by a plan. It's mostly wing it. Aaj jo hoga dekha jayega.
Jo hoga dekha jayega. Whatever is there, wo bana lenge. Nahi to
aaj never today's, today's dish is based on what is there in the fridge.
Yes.
Nice. So it's a lot of work. It's planning and failing and yet doing things by yourself. A lot of work. I understand. Yes. So, I wanted to ask you something about jewelry design. So you started this, you got a diploma in it. So, and you design as well. So do you have a particular concept in mind? Like, do you design only traditional or minimalistic or Western, or do you find concepts just around you? How does it work?
I just find concepts around me on the basis of what is trending. And obviously, a lot of what people buy, you know, what clients like. Mm-hmm. So how the market is shifting from very traditional to, you know, slightly Western jewelry and also lighter now. So nobody likes to wear jewelry at all. And we also don't deal in very heavy jewelry. We deal in lighter stuff. So, so based on that, you know, and based on our client base also, what people like, basically. So keeping the client in mind, client is king, you know. So what people prefer to wear, on the basis of that.
Okay. Also, I had another follow-up question. So do you design based on the kind of stone you find, or you design it and then you order the stone accordingly?
Both.
Both.
It depends.
Okay.
So sometimes we are not stones and we like a certain, you know, like we also buy packets, yes, like diamonds and stones we buy in bulk in a packet. So it's like a whole, you know, bunch of stones. And sometimes they are the same shape. They are mixed shapes.
Correct.
So sometimes father-in-law just comes and gives me, you know, he like, you know, I've just bought a packet of rubies. Dek, you know, he'll show me ki acha hai, ki nahi hai. Look at it's so good. And then tell me design something out of it. Oh. So then it is up to me whether I want to, you know, whatever clicks with me and whatever I think will be working with the clients and with the market. So whether it is rings, whether those stones are going to look good in rings or earrings, if you know, you can take a nice pair for earrings. It's very hard to pair stones, you know, into two if you have to make earrings. So you have to find the same, matching the same color and size is very difficult. So that is over there. And and also if someone has, or if I have a design in mind, or if someone has placed an order, then according to that design, then we source the stone. Sometimes we don't find it. So we source it out from Jaipur or even from Bombay. So, that headache is my husband's, not mine. Ah. I always tell him, I don't care where you get it from, just get it.
Right. Oh, then it's nice, right? It works both ways. So if you come up with a concept and you want particular stones, you get that as well.
Yeah.
And you see something and then that inspires a new concept. Interesting.
Sometimes things are not available. Like there are so many things like the fashion houses of Europe are making, like Cartier and all, Bulgari. Their quality is so high. They're, you know, they have their own cutting done, special cutting done.
Wow.
And not available over here. So those are the things that are able to source. Sometimes we do find, sometimes we don't. And most of the times we manage doing, you know, finding what we need.
Coming to the dancing aspect of things, did you train in it, or were you just watching a few videos and then you said, hey, I'm going to do this? And that's how it worked out.
That's exactly what happened. So when I go to TikTok and, you know, obviously a mom never has time for TikTok, or maybe that's what I used to think earlier. Mm-hmm. But because the lockdown happened, I thought, you know, let us just keep ourselves constructively busy. And, you know, it was fun. The kids were also doing these challenges. Okay. There was this na 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 challenge, that challenge. And there was this something like this, you know, like that.
Emoji so challenge.
So it was so much fun. And from there, I discovered these, when I was strolling through TikTok, I discovered these videos. And the music was also so hypnotizing, you know, that they were using. It was like perfect for those videos. It was very, very attractive. And it totally hypnotized me. I think I was so taken, floored by all those dances that I was like, okay, I need to try. But when I tried, I just couldn't get it only. So I was like, what is this? How can there be a dance that I get?
Right.
I think that's why I took it also. it was definitely draining. It was very exhausting and killing, if I can actually put it in the right words. But of course, you know, I do think 40 is the new 20. But having 40?
No, that's 18, not 40.
You're so sweet. But you know, really, from inside the body can only do as much.
Right.
I can't. I mean, Instagram. I keep saying, please, really, be a little lenient with us because if they would give us a little leeway of posting alternate days or something like that, or keeping the reach high always of the account, it would really help a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think at least for people who've got a lot of influence, they should keep it consistent, right? I agree. There are people like me who keep on posting every alternate day or once a week. I mean, you can do that to us. But if you've already reached and you know a lot of people are active, then I don't think the algorithm should mess with your work, at least.
You know, for me, it is not something like I'm learning something and I'm just sitting in front of the camera and speaking. It is the conceptualizing of the dances.
Right.
Even if I'm doing it, it is the breaking up. I have to break up the steps. It takes time to break up the steps, then to learn it, to become perfect with it. And then after that, even then, when we go and start shooting, it takes minimum 7 to 8 retakes. Sometimes right. We are not even ready to shoot and we just desperately go and say, oh no, we need to shoot this. It needs to be done. And it takes like 40 retakes.
Oh my
God. So it's actually very interesting. And then my legs do start paining, you know. I can only do as much. I really wish I could do a little less than this. Someone said yesterday on my Disney trend, you know, nice trend, but next time add shuffling to it. So I said, shuffling, I'm doing so much. I said, you should be telling me now, you should be resting. How much will you do?
Actually, people don't get the back end of things, right? Because they don't know how much time it takes to shoot it. Exactly. So it takes a lot of time to shoot. First, as you said, you come up with the concept, then you shoot it, there are retakes, then you figure out, okay, this take is okay. And I don't know whether you edit two videos together. I don't think you can do that, right? Because it's just a 30-second video.
No, we can do it. We can do it. Uh-huh. But it's like a short video concept, no? Right. So unless and until I, you know, like travel influencers can do that, makeup people. Of course, I have made videos like that where I have put cuts also together.
Yeah.
But normally, if it is choreo, then I like to do it all together only because it's a one take.
Right.
That.
Right. So how much time does it take, an approximation, to post a 30-second reel?
To post a 30-second reel, I think, if I'm doing it alone, I'll probably get it faster. Mm-hmm. If I have to teach my daughter, it takes longer. So, you know, that whole, I think to break the steps also, say maybe now I don't take as long to, you know, break down the steps, depending on what choreo it is or making my own choreo. Also, till the time I get satisfied with a choreo that I'm making, I think it takes about an hour for me to actually make a decent enough. And then to teach it to my daughter, another, say, an hour, because that's also a lot of practice.
Right.
And then she'll say, okay, I got it. And then when we go and shoot, No, I can't do it right now. So now I make sure, I said, please practice and be ready for it. And then, of course, you have to get ready. Every time you have to change, every time you have to do a little bit of, you know, making your hair and everything and go and shoot, find a location. And just 2 days ago, we were shooting downstairs, you know, and it is so hot and sultry, so humid right now that I think after 6 shoots, you know, 6 takes, the sweat was trickling down from the nose. I think the last video, thank God, is taken from a distance. Otherwise, the sweat was hanging.
Oh, God.
So drenched. Goodness. And then, you know, my son, he's so sweet, such a sweetheart. He just, when we finished off, when we wrapped up the shoot, he ran before us. He reached upstairs and he was ready with two glasses of water for so us, sweet. You know, that first he water, he mixed cold and normal water, and then he had his own. So, you know, little joke. It just gives, I mean, it just for some time I'll be complaining. Yeah. I just imagine I do it in so much heat also. And, you know, suddenly then it all melts down. I'm like, okay, it was all worth it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've seen your videos. There's so much work going on behind the scenes that nobody knows about. People think 30-second type of video, hey, but it's so difficult. Like when you start doing it, yeah. is when you understand that how much effort goes into creating one content piece.
My God. Any content, I think, I mean, there's a lot of editing also that goes on at the back, you know, putting the sound also on the right place, because sometimes we shoot on the Reels audio, sometimes that song is not there on Instagram. Right. So we shoot with music from outside, then to download that music, find it, and then, you know, put it on.
Think it as well. Oh God. Yeah,
think it as well. It's actually, and then when I'm posting, I'm like, oh God, I don't even have a cover for this Reel. You need to have a cover also.
Oh God.
And we don't shoot pictures. And then I'm like, okay, now I need to just take a screenshot of one of the slides of the dance and put it on.
That is the best part, actually, because who is going to create another video again? Another template for the cover as well. It's so difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, so for one Reel, you said approximately 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours.
2 hours of, 3 hours, you can say. 3 hours.
30 seconds and 3 hours.
If you're physical working, work, and then that comes
then again, editing and everything.
After posting, you know, yes. all that is required.
And chatting with people. Thank you, please, Deco. Yes, so it's a lot of work.
That, you know, but
I lost your voice again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
So I like interacting with the, you know, my tribe, and but I wish I could do it at my own convenience. You know, not because not under I have pressure. To do it just. Yeah, post it. You have to do it for 1 hour, you know, Ooh. After posting. They don't agree to it, Instagram. But yes, that is the algorithm that you have to engage for 1 hour at least after posting. So I really wish I could do that at my own convenience. Sometimes I'm not at home, you know, I'm outside. And then I post also. That posting pressure is that you have to post at the same time. So... yeah, and then after that, if sometimes I'm out for lunch and, you know, or at someone's place and they're like, you're on your phone, you know, all the time. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm just finishing some work.
I understand. It's a lot of work, you know, because you're completely involved in it. And even I knew about this algorithm that if for 1 hour your audience engages with it, only then Instagram pushes it forward. Otherwise, it stays where it is.
I tell you, it's not even 1 hour. Instagram will see how your Reel is doing in the first 5 minutes of posting. Based on that, on the basis of that, it will push your Reel forward or not. So okay. What I posted day before yesterday, what did I post? I posted one of my dances, that Let's Get Loud, Jennifer Lopez song. Uh-huh. I had the reach was like 30,000 accounts by the evening, literally. Mm-hmm. Because of the less engagement, and actually right now the algorithm has changed, and I don't know what they are doing. When the algorithm changes, then the engagement anyways goes down. So I've been told don't blasting content right now, just go easy, let the algorithm stabilize, and
there are so many things to just posting also.
My God, I go crazy. Absolutely.
So nothing is easy. If people think that it is very easy to dance and post, no. Please, no, it's not easy.
No, my God. Even now that I find shuffling easy, at the point that it had gone viral, mm-hmm. at that time was a difficult time when I was trying to get it. I wouldn't stop practicing because I was like, oh my God, I'm not even ready for this. I just learned it. Mm-hmm. Getting free with it and getting the flow of it and becoming comfortable with it is going to take even longer.
Yes.
It was how many months? It was just 5 months into shuffling, 5-6 months into shuffling. I mean, the joy I felt after completing 1 year, it was amazing. It was truly amazing. Before that, I was struggling like anything to get something, some content done, something done. People were telling me left, right, and center, oh, change your location now. I was very comfortable making videos from my gym, you know. I was very happy that nobody was watching.
So, oh, God. Literally,
50,000 people would be watching.
Oh, that is why you stepped out. I mean, oh, I saw gym videos in the beginning. They were nice with the background mirror and everything. And now
I know. Doing it outside. Happy with it. I was happy with grid also. I said my grid is looking so pretty, you know, same thing all throughout.
But
yes,
no.
People started saying your location, change your location. But no. Of course, it made me grow. You know, even the negative comments and suggestions that people put forward.
Yeah.
It has really made me grow. And,
I think I had seen one of your stories where you had posted BTS behind the scenes and you were dancing on the street and there was one guy in the car just looking at you. Everyone around you was shooting, getting you water. I think it was a bucket challenge or something. Aapke upar pani dal diya tha at one point.
Yeah.
So, I remember that story really well.
Yeah. That is the biggest challenge when you're shooting out in public, you know, in any place outdoors, because someone or the other is just walking by. You if you keep waiting, then it'll take 2 hours to shoot that same video.
So you have to let go of all sorts of self-doubt, shame, embarrassment that you have and do it.
I care only for my time now. I don't care for anybody else's time.
Oh God!
Because in that Sharma Sharmi, I'll only be, you know, wasting my own time. I have so much to do. When I, as soon as I, you know, get done with the shooting and get back home. So initially, literally doing was making a video in the morning and then posting it the same day. Making a video in the morning and then posting. And my friends were telling me, you know, the ones who know a little bit about digital media, they didn't know it all, but they were trying to help me. They said, batch create. I'm like, what is batch create?
Uh-huh.
So they said, you need to create content in advance, you know, like create content in advance. I'm like, what do you think I am? I mean, how do I create so much dancing content for a month? One go? I don't even have ideas like that. So from there till here, at least I have, you know, a few videos
in your kitty so that you can post whenever you want. Makes sense.
Yes.
I think the next video should be you cooking and shuffling at the same time.
I am trying to actually do that. A lot of ideas there, but execution is the thing
that is a lot of work.
You know, every day I get tired.
No, I can just suggest because I'm not doing the work right. I can only comment.
No, that definitely.
No, because I had seen one video in which you were in the kitchen. I don't think it was a reel, but it was on your story and you were dancing there. And then I thought, hey, maybe if you were cooking and doing that, it would be really interesting to watch. But, you know, whatever you do is always interesting. So no complaints. Sorry. Sorry about suggesting also.
No, but the suggestions are so welcome, you know, because that gives me a lot of insight. And, you know, sometimes the ideas don't click with me. I try to think on, obviously, if someone suggests something, then I will try and think of how to execute it.
Yeah.
But if I can't think of how to execute it, then it just slips my mind after that. But yes, there are so many ideas. I keep writing them down now. So then as I keep doing them, I keep taking them off. So at least what I write down, I keep going back to see. And then I'm like, okay, I didn't do this. I can try this now. You know, when I have the time, better time. And then if I'm doing collaborations, brands want me to do something for them and all, you know, even that takes a lot of time. Branded content brings down engagement. People don't like to look at it, but you know, that's how we make money. So that is also important, but it is a lot of work. to and fro with the company, with the brand, and you know, what they want, what they decide, editing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's more work than the regular content creation, actually.
Right. So the back end work is a lot more than what it seems.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, coming to the next question. You have two amazing kids who keep starring in your videos. And I have a question for you regarding them. Since you yourself have gone through a tremendous change career-wise over the years, how will you help them find their strengths and guide them in the right direction?
So this is something that I keep telling them. My husband is a little generation ahead of me. So he'll always say, you know, when the kids were born, he'll be like, do you think he'll become a doctor? Do you think he'll be a, you know, an engineer? So I'm like, listen, please get this thinking of yours out of the window. We need to see what their interests are. Even now, I've started telling my daughter, of course, my son, I keep telling him, you know, what do you want to be? Sometimes he says, I want to be your driver. So I'll drive you around everywhere.
Okay.
But you know, he's 10 years old and my daughter is 14. So now I've started telling her, start thinking of what you want to do. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to do? I mean, even dancing is also a career and option and everything, but how far and what? She plays the woman also. So I'm very supportive on extracurricular activities and everything that they want to do. Mm-hmm. But from here on starts her journey to decide, to start deciding, to think what options are there for me. Right. Of course, till class 10, I also wanted to become an architect. After that, you know, I took science and all, and then I realized, oh my God, I don't think I want to. Then jewelry design happened. So, of course, you need, unless and until you go out and explore, how will you know what you really want to do? Mm-hmm. And right now, time when these kids can actually take workshops here and there and talk to people, interact with people, see what who's doing what. It's actually the interaction that might get them interested in something that even we can't suggest to them.
Correct.
So I don't want to impose anything on the kids that you need to do this or you need to run our business, you know, and anything like that. We don't want to impose anything like that on the kids.
Exactly.
So and like in India, they say, na beta, vansh badhayega or whatever, you know, whatever. I tell him that, listen, dude, you need to go out and make your own life, buy your own house.
Correct. It's actually interesting because, you know, what happens is, at least in my time, after 11th and 12th, there are only 2-3 options that are there. Either you become an architect or a doctor or an engineer. But now that I'm doing this podcast and talking to so many interesting people, I realize there are so many career options that you don't know about when you are at that age. And now there are more coming up, like digital marketing is new, Instagram influencer is new. Even by becoming a painter, you can sell your painting. So these are all new things which people are unaware of. And it is very important that the children are pushed in the right direction so that they can find these things and then make their own decision. Because if they don't have that knowledge, then there's no point, absolutely 0 point. They are going to do the same thing as us, pass out at 25 and think, abhi kya karna hai life? Which should not happen.
And parents need to be supportive, you know, like I my fashion designing and graphic designing course and I told my dad that I want to learn about jewelry design and I want to do a gemology and diamond grading course.
Mm-hmm.
He was very supportive. Yeah. He said, go and do it. I said, I don't know if I'll really, you know, take it forward. He's like, no problem. Go and do it. Then did it and, you know, I said, okay, now I don't want to do fashion design. I want to do like only jewelry. He was very supportive of that. Okay, you found what you want to do. Just go for it then.
Mm-hmm.
That is the kind of support even I want to extend to my children. I want them to go and explore. Yeah.
I'm glad. And at least your kid wants to be a driver. My nephew, I asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, I want to be an uncle. He's just 5 years old. And I said, uncle is doable. You can do that.
So sweet. I tell you, these kids are so innocent. Like, my son, he's so attached to me. It has taken me a while to actually make him sleep separately. Like, he's like, no, mama. Even now he comes and says, can I sleep with you? Can I sleep with you? I'm like, no, please. You're big enough now. Please, I need my face on the bed. So that's the only reason why I make him sleep separately now. Otherwise, he's so attached and anything to do with mama. I will never leave you and go. I will always stay with you. I'm like, no, 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 okay. You need to go.
Hey, Bhagwan. Nice. Akanksha, what is that one lesson that you learned from your experience that you would like to share with the listeners?
That age is just a number. If you want to do anything, you will do it. If you want to do it, you will do it. No excuses. So to all the people who keep saying, I don't have time, I don't have time, I don't have time to exercise, I don't have time to meet my friends, I don't have time for kids, it is just a farce. There is time for everything. You can make time for everything. I wake up at 5:30 in the morning and I sleep at like 11:30, which is not right. I need to actually take out a little more time for my sleep also. But there's a lot of work pressure right now. So otherwise I can't manage anything. And so you definitely can do a lot with planning out your, you know, with planning comes everything. So if you can plan everything out, you will be able to do everything in the day. Don't, procrastinate. Don't postpone anything to tomorrow. Do as much as you can today. Finish everything today. I like to get that burden off my head. Like, okay, all this is done now. At least I don't have to think about it again.
Right.
So age is just a number. And whatever you want to do, just go for it. Don't even think.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. And I will do so too. I'll try to plan. Things never go according to plan, but I'll take this from you, definitely.
Also, nothing comes from comfort zones. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's what I
know. I have this problem where I have got a lot of self-doubt. So before beginning anything, I will send it to 10 friends and they will say, "Arey, achha to hai dal." But I will still be thinking whether, you know, what are people going to think and whether it will be nice, whether it'll work, whether it won't. And it's all in my head. Coming to the final question of the day. And that is just because this podcast is called Unsettling, because everybody asks you to settle. Nobody tells you what it means. I'm asking everybody, what does the phrase settle mean to you, beta?
Settled means you are happy in life. Settled means you accept yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses. If you want to be better, you work on your weaknesses, you make them your strengths. And that's what settled means in life. When you are happy and content with your own self, accept your body the way it is, accept yourself as you are, you know, mostly, you know, a lot of people talk about body shaming and, you know, someone is too thin, someone is a little overweight or whatever. If you're happy like that, don't let anybody else make you feel any, otherwise. Right. So I think that is, and become fearless in life. We tend to cling on to a lot of things in life and people too. We tend to cling on.
Yeah.
We try to control. We try to change. That should not happen. I think it happens with maturity that we, you know, learn all these things also. And if these things are incorporated from the very beginning, you know, it gives you a lot of peace in mind. If you want, like, you'll never be settled. Maybe, like, look at me. At 40, I'm like doing something so different. So when do I call myself settled? I don't, you know, our elders will say, shaadi ho gai, settle ho gai. So what is settling? That's not being settled. I have told my kids, your aim to grow up is not to get married. I have told both of them categorically. You want to get married, you get married. You don't want to get married, don't get married. And if you get married, don't come crying also to me after that.
Oh God.
Please, this. Really be sure that you really want to do this and only then jump into it.
Yeah.
So I am not the person who's going to tell them that they need to get married and I want grandchildren to play and pass my time. Okay. And all of that. Not at So settling is definitely not getting married. Settling is being happy in life, being content in life with whatever you do, whatever you choose to do, whatever your choices are. Don't let anybody else make you feel any other way, you know, any other way. You should be happy. Till the time you are doing good, you're being good, you're not hurting others, minding your own business, not meddling with anybody else's business. I think that is the biggest problem of the world. Yes. Everybody wants to tell everyone what not to do.
Right.
So decide for yourself. Stay out of others' business. I think that is the mm-hmm. biggest thing that we all feel, that someone else is meddling into our lives.
Yeah.
So just be happy, accept yourselves, accept your flaws, be beautiful.
definitely be confident enough to do the things that you want to do and be fearless.
Yes.
And this is something that I'm taking away with me, because I've got a little self-doubt. I think I should kick it to the curb and start doing things that I want to do. So thank you so much, Akanksha, for sharing your journey, for talking about jewelry design, for talking about graphic design that you are still doing to some extent, and dancing, which takes a lot of toll. It's not easy. And it has been an amazing conversation to understand your journey, your life. I hope somebody gets inspired to start at any age. And I'm definitely saying that if you ever have grandkids, please post shuffling videos with them in advance. I have already given that suggestion. So
no pressure from
me. No pressure. Okay. So
and thank you for having me over.
Thank you. I know you're really busy and you found time in that. I hope I'm on your planner somewhere and I'm just going to get ticked off today. So, Amrita, done.
I have three planners. Till 2020, I have one planner. I bought one in 2020 and everybody was like, the most useless thing, like the meme that was doing the rounds was that the most useless thing I bought in 2020 was a planner. But no, it's not. From one planner, I went to two and then to three planners. And right now, I'm even thinking whether I want a fourth one. I'm like, no, I won't be able to manage it only. So,
right. So planning is the key. Having three planners, yeah, I'll have one. Three nahi jamega.
Yes.
Just
done.
So, thank you so much.
You're most welcome, ma'am. Lovely talking.
Hi, if you can hear this, that means you have reached the end of the episode. So like, share, subscribe, follow, stay tuned to Unsettling. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always reach out to me on my Instagram page, AmritaSukumar_Unsettling, or send me an email on podcast.unsettling.as@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.